This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today, let's talk about how tired we are of watching the news. We're stressed out by current events. We're worrying about everything, and we need at least a tiny break. So here goes a little break for you. Four feel-good stories to brighten your day from our first ever humor collection, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. Now, I am recording this episode in late April, and I know it's not going to air until late June, but I imagine that most everyone listening has spent quite a bit of time at home this year. And sometimes home is where the funniest stories of all are created. In the case of Shannon Cribbs, it happened at home when she and her husband, Dustin, were dead tired living through the first few weeks of caring for a newborn. One night, Dustin trudged to the kitchen to make a bottle for a pre-dawn feeding, and he didn't come back for a very long time. Shannon called out to see if he was okay, and he called back that he was having some trouble with the bottle and was going to have to find another and start over. The next morning, Shannon found an empty flashlight and loose batteries among the dirty dishes in the sink. When she pointed them out to Dustin and asked why there was an empty flashlight and batteries in the sink, he burst out laughing. He had just realized what was up with the broken bottle he was making the night before. It must not have been a bottle at all. He said that each time he had tried to put on the top in the dark, the formula would pour right out. Sure enough, Dustin had grabbed the tall cylindrical flashlight they kept by the kitchen sink, and in the dark, to a very exhausted new father, it felt just like a baby bottle. Speaking of grabbing the wrong thing, Nick Walker, who you may know as the weather dude on the Weather Channel, shared a couple of embarrassing stories with us in this book too. One was about how he cooked for his wife and didn't understand that a clove of garlic is not the same thing as a head of garlic. You can imagine how the meal was that he made, filled with all the cloves from a head of garlic instead of just one. And his other story in the book is about when he was a young TV news reporter and he was getting ready to do a live telephone interview with Senator Bob Dole, who had just won re-election. This was back in the 1970s when news desks had actual telephones on them. Nick's conversation would occur over that actual telephone and it would be patched into the station's broadcast system. Well, when Nick's producer wrote a long introduction that Nick would have to read off the teleprompter, the job got even harder. Nick had to keep his eyes glued to that screen as he picked up the phone to speak to Senator Dole. Little did he know that in the high-energy environment of election night, someone had put the receiver back on the cradle backwards. So Nick picked up the phone and was speaking into the earpiece end of the phone receiver and holding the mouthpiece side up to his ear. He couldn't hear the senator, and the senator couldn't hear him. And Nick, who was focusing so much on saying everything on the teleprompter, had no idea why his director was waving his arms and pointing at his ear. Nick says, for weeks afterward, I was the punchline to everyone's favorite joke. As I walked past their desks, each of my fellow news reporters lifted their phone receivers, holding the mouthpiece up and shouting, "Nick, phone call for you from Senator Dole." Every time, the entire office howled in laughter. So Nick Walker embarrassed himself in front of a newsroom full of his colleagues. But what if you embarrass yourself in front of strangers? Does that count? Lacey Backer has something to say about that. Her story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine, is about the day she went to her nephew's soccer game. She was excited about attending because it was an important match. They were competing for a spot in the semifinals. Lacey got there early for the evening game, and she was happy to find nachos at the concession stand because that would have to be her dinner. She found a seat, and then she found her nephew too, and she waved enthusiastically at number 7. He didn't wave back though, so eventually she stood up so that he could see her. And in the process, she got some cheese on her clothes. But he still didn't acknowledge her while she was standing there. And then an errant soccer ball flew into the stands and hit her nachos, and now Lacey was covered in chips and she was a total mess. She was mortified and she slunk out of the stadium and back to her car. She called her nephew the next day to apologize for being such an embarrassing aunt. And he said, "What are you talking about? My game is tonight." And finally, while we're talking about food and family, we have a fun story from Aline Chaplik-Alesko. She was on one of her many diets, and for once she was doing great, having gone a whole month without chocolate. She even made her sister her accountability partner so she'd have to admit it if she cheated. And then one day, Aline was running an errand from work, and as she walked down a main street in Chicago, she stopped at a light right next to a Fannie Mae candy store. And Aline cracked. She pushed that revolving door, already tasting the delicious chocolate in her mind. But as she tried to enter the store, the revolving door wouldn't stop, and she found herself deposited right back on the sidewalk where she had started. Why? Well, her sister had coincidentally been passing by at the exact moment that Aline lost her resolve, and her sister had rushed into the revolving door behind her and kept it turning. Aline says, "We laughed so hard that my need for a chocolate fix passed for the moment." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. I hope you're finding that each one is like having a bite of chocolate during these stressful times. You can pick up a copy of the book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, Meijer, and wherever else you like to get your books. Come back next week for more hope, inspiration, and storytelling from our best-selling books.